Blog Talk Radio.
make sure all the girls get one thing close. I've been both to stand them and I get to say for me. No matter get out and you suffer good, you just catch him up in hand and say listen to me. No, you don't know that you respect me.
Thank you. Ahante, Washita East, Brother Fahim Woodrun L, filling in for Brother Dr. Eileen Lutapakio Bay. I'll be your host for the night. And I'm dealing with current events. That's dealing with the Ferguson situation in the St. Louis, Missouri Republic. I know a lot of you probably have heard about it, about the Department of Justice still investigating and finding a lot of discrepancies and civil rights violations. I know they had found 14 civil rights violations in the Ferguson area alone. Three St. Louis police officers in the St. Louis city have under investigation by the FBI, because a lot of them had been, they have been linked up with a lot of email, what they call racist email. So a lot is going on here. I am here in the St. Louis Republic myself, or here where I domicile. So, yeah, a lot is going on. They were saying one instance that a woman in Ferguson was fined $1,000. An Asiatic woman or a so-called African-American woman was fined $1,000 for trash, for putting the trash can in the wrong place. Now, you know, that's definitely ridiculous. You know, a lot of they had an interview with the mayor of Ferguson. Supposed to have an interview with the chief of police, the Ferguson Police Department, but he wasn't available for comment. So they are under investigation. I know one Ferguson police officer has been suspended indefinitely, or fired, as you would say. The two or other are still pending investigations. So a lot has been going on. They said about at least about 88% of a lot of dog bites, tasers being used during the past years has been used mainly 88% on so-called African Americans. So, you know, so and I'm explain to you why I say so-called African Americans, because they're not African Americans, they're Aboriginal indigenous people, you know. So African American is not actually a nationality, because Africa and America are two continents of nationality, so it cannot be a nationality. So I'm just explaining that to you why I'm saying that. So, okay. A lot has been going on. That they were talking about the officer, Darian Wilson. Well, he's been acquitted of everywhere. Not been acquitted, but he's never been charged. So I can't say he's been acquitted of the charges. A lot of things going on here about the they're saying that the St. Louis County, well, the Ferguson Police Chief probably more likely will resign. So a lot of things going on here. They still, as we speak, reporting on the news here about the Ferguson Department of Justice report. And it says here they have a problem to approve and increase officer training, each officer's how to de-escalate major changes to police stops, searches, and citations. You know, well, time will tell on that if any of them act on that. So this is what's going on here right now. I'd like to comment on some certain things. Hold on just a minute. I said, read this here. It says, cognitive consistency. In this case, they are only comfortable with ideas, beliefs, and practices that reinforce so-called white, or you say European supremacy, and promote white superiority, which explains why they will pay almost $40 for a book like The Bell Curve that is filled with math charts and statistics, something they will never read, but what reinforces their belief in white intellectual superiority and so-called black inferiority. They cannot step up unless they can put someone else down. The so-called white supremacist considers every so-called black person a subhuman species without a history, three-fifths of a man or human, as put in brackets. Yeah, that is true. You know, I was sitting here just a minute ago just looking at Senator Jamala Nasheed, Democrat of the St. Louis Republic, says here the National Action Network is deeply disappointed with the decision by the Department of Justice. They have cleared Officer Darren Wilson of civil rights charges. We hope that the Justice Department's finding that the Ferguson Police Department had a pattern and practice that violates the Constitution will result in an overhaul investigation. Well, the thing is, what they have to realize is this. Let me read this to you. Day, we are still considered only three-fifths of a man by the United States Constitution. Those of you who have heard of that, well, you're hearing it now. I repeat this again. To this very day, we are still considered only three-fifths of a man or three-fifths of a human being by the United States Constitution. There was a written amendment or correction, has in brackets, in the question mark, made to confer equality. But if you look objectively at their actions, we are not even represented on social, political, or economic levels with just three-fifths status. Okay, because all that is based on the 14th Amendment. And the 14th Amendment, the 13th, 14th, well, actually, from the 11th all the way to the rest of the amendments, they never have really been properly ratified. The 14th Amendment was never properly ratified, not lawfully. So you see, we're not even represented here. Now, we are not even prevented. We're not even represented on social, political, or economic levels with just three-fifths status. For instance, out of 100 senators, only one is black, okay, using the word black, which is an inferiority status as compared to a person that's the status is white, to the godlike status or ruler of the land. This must be quite understood by most of our Asiatic people that still haven't learned yet that why a lot of these things are going on. That's less than 1/100 of a man, even though we are at least 12% of the population. Okay, let me go on. By the way, I'm reading some paragraphs from What They Didn't Tell You in History Class by Indus Kimmet Kush. Okay, let me go on. The principles of white supremacists, or so-called white supremacists in the United States, are described in the Progressive Magazine, June 1995, in an article entitled In the Land of White Supremacy by June Jordan. I came to recognize media constructions such as the heartland or politically correct or the welfare queen or illegal alien or terrorist or the bell curve for what they were multiplying scattershots intended to defend one unifying desire to establish and preserve so-called white supremacy as our national bottom line. Says here, racism means rejecting, avoiding, belittling, or despising whatever and whoever differs from your conscious identity. So-called white supremacy means to put you on the planet to rule, to dominate, and to occupy the center of the national and international universe because you are so-called white. Well, let's get on to this. The reason why, the thing is, actually, we keep on giving them that God-like status. White person, white woman, white man, white boy, white girl. Okay, you're giving them that God-like status. You're constantly telling them you're black. You're constantly telling them that you are an inferior, that you have an inferior political, socially inferior to them. And you're constantly telling them they are socially, politically superior to you, unknowingly. Most of us unknowingly. This is what's going on. This is by consent. Thing or anyone appearing to challenge your counter stage and the privileges become ungodly or the devil incarnate, the niggers. By the same token, Professor Martin Bernal once said, racism is so pervasive it can hardly be underestimated. We all have it. Okay? It says here, as long as the image of God in your subconscious is white, you are not the equal of the white man, nor will you act like one because you cannot defeat or compete with God or his human representation. Yes, of course not. Why? Because you keep on giving him that God-like status. You keep on telling him he's white. You keep on telling them he's God. You keep on telling them he's ruler of the land. As long as we, our people, keep giving them that God status, well, yeah, it's going to always be that way. But white is a status. Black is a status. It's not an identity of who you are. It's not an identity of who they are. Okay, let me go on. The self-hatred and self-defeating attitudes and actions will have both obvious and subtle ways of showing itself. For example, it is this image that makes us not to cooperate and unite fully with each other. Deep down, our subconscious tells us who wants to bind with an inferior being. Definitely not you. This explains in part why so many of us seek to mate with so-called white people. Why you want to mate with, let me touch on this, why you want to mate with white people who you believe that is white, who you believe that is God, who you believe as ruler of the earthland. You believe he's white. But what you don't realize that it's a status. They're not white. They're Europeans. They're Albion, of the Albion Creed. The people who should hold the white status is us, believe it or not. The black status, they tell you, is an inferior. It tells you, you look in the 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th edition of the Black Law Dictionary, it will tell you, in the Bouvier's as well, it will tell you that in the color of law, deals with that, given means given a substance, given a substance or a semblance of appearance other than what is real. So it says right there, when you call yourself black, you telling the world, that the civilized world that is, that you do not exist. You're an artificial person. You are a color. You are a crayon. You are a Crayola. And people are not colors. You would never hear a Chinese, Japanese, Korean, or Vietnamese from any of the Asian lands talking about he's yellow. You'll never hear that. Why did they not say that? Because they know that is a legal status. They know that is a fiction or legal fiction. That doesn't have any relation to any part of the human family. Okay, let me go on. Okay, it says, notice how on general levels, so-called black men marry or have relationships with more heavily endowed so-called white women. Seldom are they the best so-called white race has to offer in terms of class or social status. And that is very true. A lot of you see it when you go to the grocery store or when you just get out in general. You see it. Some of them are overweight. Some of them fat, not so attractive. You know, they are the ones that the so-called white men don't want. Mostly who you get. They are the undesirables. So therefore, this is what you get. You know, you don't get their best. You get their worst. But you call yourself this with this so-called safe hatred image of yourself. So therefore, you have this deep hatred for yourself. Okay, let me go on. It is the subconscious image of a white god. Like I told you, white is the god image, the godlike image, which we had as sacred, right, unchangeable, that causes us and our children to self-destruct as a people, following the lead of the so-called superior race. As someone asked Eric Holder, what book they should read? He told him, read the biography of Malcolm X. I tried to look that on the internet, but I could not find it. Barack Obama said the same thing in 2008 when he was running for the presidency for the first term. He was saying that a lot of us have been hoodwinked, bamboozled, led astray. And he's right. So this is what's going on, people. To say I'm surprised that a lot of that Department of Justice has went as far as they did. I thought they were just going sweeping under the rug like everything else. The Ferguson Police Department is supposed to be under a lawsuit. They only announced it for 3 minutes, then they cut it off. They mentioned nothing else about it. They just swept it under the rug. But they're being sued, in case you haven't heard or don't know, as we speak. Says here, your super rich athletes, entertainers, intellectuals, and business persons, both legal and illegal, exchange most of their money for our cars, jewelry, homes, and clothing. What a windfall they have provided for us. The less fortunate among you spend all they have at our neighborhood stores, enabling us to open even more stores. Sure, they complain about us, but they never do anything to hurt us economically. You are a very special people. Thank you. Oh, yes, allow us to thank you for not bogging yourselves down with the business of doing business with your own people. We can take care of that for you. Please don't even trouble yourselves with it. Yes, you were very successful at it after slavery ended, and even as recently as 1960, but you know that happened when you began to build your own communities and do business with one another. Some of the lower ones of our kind burned you out time and time again. So why bother? in today's business environment, your own people will not support you anyway. You just keep doing business with us. It's safer that way. Besides, everything you need, we make anyway, even kente cloth. And that is true. We don't make anything or produce anything for ourselves. I've heard two Asiatic women talking about they're going back to college again to learn to so they can make some more so-called money. All they doing, what they are talking about, probably unknowingly, they go into school so they can learn more how to produce for the European. That's all they're talking about. Because we all know, those that are enlightened know that the education system is a joke. It is the biggest lie and deception that's ever put upon mankind on the planet Earth. Or I can say man. When you say mankind, I mean kind to a man. Mankind, I'm dealing with the European or the Albion. There's nothing racially biased against them or hatred against them. It's just an actual fact that I'm stating tonight. So don't get it twisted, okay? It says here, fight, get high. Go to prison, backbite, envy and distrust, and hate one another. Have yourselves a good time, and this time you will take care of you. It's the least we can do, considering all you have done for us. Heck, you deserve it, black people. Socially, politically inferior people, as compared to white people. God, ruler of the land, that are politically, socially superior to you because you keep on telling them that. Remember saying, say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud. You just said that you are proud that you have no real political or social status, that your political and social status is inferior. Let me go on. It says here, for your labor, which created our wealth. This is the European talking to you now. This is the European talking to you. I say it again. For your labor, which created our wealth, for you resisting the messages of troublemaking so-called blacks like Washington, Delaney, Garvey, Bethune, Tubman, and Truth, for fighting and dying on our battlefields, we thank you. For allowing us to move into your neighborhoods, we will forever be grateful to you for your unceasing desire to be near us and the hardly ever following through on your threats due to our lack of reciprocity and equity. We thank you so much. We also appreciate your acquiescence to our political agendas, for abdicating your own economic self-sufficiency and for working so diligently for the economic well-being of our people, because that's all what you're doing. You're producing for them. We've been fighting a war for the longest, for hundreds of years, but never fought our own battles. So here we go. You are real troops, and even though the relatives died for the rights described therein, you did not resist when we changed those black rights to civil rights, so-called black rights, because you never had any black rights, no such thing, to civil rights, which is a privilege, not a right. For those who didn't know, and allowed virtually every other group to take advantage of them as well. So-called black people, you are something else. Your dependence upon us to do. Let me turn. to do the right thing is beyond our imagination. Irrespective of what we do to you and the many promises we have made and broken, by this time we will make it right. We promise. Trust us to tell you what you don't need your own hotels. You can continue to stay in ours. You have no need for supermarkets when you can stop at ours 24 hours a day. Why should you even think about owning more banks? You have plenty now, and don't waste your energies trying to break into manufacturing. You have worked hard enough in our fields. Relax, have a party. We'll sell you everything you need, and when you die, we'll even bury you at a 20% discount. Now, how's that for gratitude? Because you know most of all your funeral homes are corporations now, constantly eating away at us economically. Why? Because we continue to be economic slaves. Mentally, morally, and spiritually as well. Slaves. Because when you become or when you believe in someone else's spirituality, that means you are their spiritual slave. Am I right or am I wrong? Let me go on. Finally, the best part. You went beyond the pale and turned your children over to us for their education. I already spoke to you about education. Okay? Well, what we have taught them, exactly, what they taught our children, what they taught to you, is not what they pull out of you. They don't teach nothing that would bring something out of you. They put something in you that comes from them. That's what they call education. Okay. It's likely they will continue to mold a similar to the one you have followed for the past 45 years. When Mr. Lynch walked the banks of the James River in 1712 and said he would make you a slave for 300 years, little did we realize the truth in his prediction. Well, hell, if Woody Lynch was alive today, he would be astonished himself. He would be shocked because it would be beyond his wildest dreams that he had this much effect on our people and how so much it has worked for him and his European companions. Let me go on. Just 13 more years and his promise will come to look forward at least another 50 years or prosperity. Wow, things could not be better, and that's all because of you. For all you have done, we thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Black Americans, you are the best friends any group of people could ever have. Sincerely, all other Americans. And that's true. That's the end of that. I had a sister, speaking of Woody Lynch, I had a sister to tell me last week because I thought she was dating this brother. And she said, no, she never date this brother. I said, well, why not? I said, she wouldn't date that brother. And I wouldn't even date him no way. I said, well, why you wouldn't date him? Because he's too light. And I'm like, well, I said, well, you said, what? Because he's too light. His skin is too light. Well, I said, sister, they're all our people. What you mean he's too light? I like him dark. And that shows how much the Woody Lynch syndrome has led all the way to 2015. Like I said, it is beyond his wildest dreams of the effect that he has of the masterful job that he has put upon our people. 2015. And we're still like that today. And what I'm telling you is not the Europeans so much as it is us. From progressing to the position where we should be at. You know, a lot of us are still and stuck in the materialistic world, because that's the materialistic world that most of us live in, I hate to say. Cars and sex, that's it. And the European knows it. This is all just put out there, sport and game and play, to put out there to direct us from the real issue. Direct us what we should be doing. For ourselves as a collective. Now, I could read you something here that says, it says here, the source of several such civilizations whose swarms conquered those classic lands toward the north. Dealing with past history here. Okay, it says here, old Egypt, mother of nations, requires no formal introduction to civilized man, nor he to her. Once the pharaohs that built pyramids knew Joseph, the great men of youthful Greece, it is possible to know much of a civilization, stable, industrious, high-minded, virtuous, religious, that flourish. It says here that Egypt was the supreme power in the Mediterranean area during the whole of the Bronze Age and a great part of the Iron Age, and as our present culture is directly due to the Mediterranean civilization of the Bronze Age, it follows that it has its roots in ancient Egypt. This shows us that we were once a great people, and we still are.